Finnish and Swedish delegations begin NATO negotiations in Turkey. By Chris Tomlinson on May 25, 2022. Delegations from both Finland and Sweden traveled to Ankara on Wednesday to begin negotiations on Turkey's current refusal to accept the two countries' applications to join NATO. The delegations began negotiations at around 1 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon at the Turkish Presidential Palace and are reported to have ended the meeting by evening. The talks are said to be attended by Turkish Deputy Foreign Minister Sedat Ünal and spokesman for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Ibrahim Kalin, along with Finland's Secretary of the Ministry for Foreign Affairs Jukka Salavaara and Sweden's State Secretary Oskar Stenström. According to Turkish media sources, no formal press conference is expected as a result of the talks, but a written statement is to be released on the result of the negotiations between the three countries, broadcaster Ula reports. After both Finland and Sweden announced they would be applying to join NATO and renounce their former status as neutral countries, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stated Turkey was opposed to their application for membership due to accusations of supporting Kurdish terror groups like the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, and arms embargo against Turkey. Prior to Wednesday's talks, Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson hit back at Turkish accusations, saying, "It is clearly a question of where we send financial aid and of selling arms. We don't send money, we don't send weapons to terrorist organizations." The negotiations revolve around five key points the Turkish government listed earlier this week in a process released by the Turkish Directorate of Communications, primarily directed at Sweden. Turkey has accused the Swedish government of supporting the YPG militia with funds and arms and claimed the militia, which has ties to the terrorist PKK, may have passed on cash to the terror group. Earlier this week, Swedish Foreign Minister Ann Linde addressed the 5 points, saying, "Sweden does not provide targeted support to Syrian Kurds or to the political or military structures in northeastern Syria, but the population in these areas is, of course, taking part in these aid projects." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.